We're talking this morning with Cheryl Topliff, the owner of Topliff's Terra Bed and Breakfast and Llama Farm in Williamston. Cheryl, one of the things I found very interesting in our discussion is I noticed that you had a variety of different colored llamas. But when I ask you the question of, can you breed for the colors, you said that you really couldn't do that, that you didn't know what you were going to get. Explain that to our listeners.
Well, it's sort of a complex system of trying to get that phenotype, which is, you know, that color. And it can be done if you really scientifically know what you're doing, but it's not an exact science. So we have had two totally brown llamas produce a white llama, or, you know, a white llama produce a black llama baby, you know, even though maybe she was bred with a brown llama. So there is quite a variety, and sometimes you'll see direct similarities, and the offspring will look exactly like one of the parents, but it's not as easy to breed for color as you might think.
And when you actually have a specific color that comes out, is that oftentimes met with either jubilation or disappointment, or are most colors popular with respect to their hair and the use of their hair?
It's actually personal preference, and we have just about every color. I used to have quite a few more rust-colored animals, and then at one point I sold one animal, and I thought, oh dear, that's my last rust animal. And from the fiber standpoint, you know, that's important because I wanted some of that rust wool. But it's just personal preference. You know, I tend to like the fawn-colored llamas. That's my personal favorite. Mm-hmm. Some people like the brown ones. So it's just what you like. And even in the show ring, one color is not considered better than another.
Okay.
And when it comes to the age of the animal, Cheryl, you're telling me that they can typically live to 20 years of age. And you had one llama in particular that was older. I want to say you said about 15 years old. And she liked to go off on her own. I found that behavior to be very interesting, how she did like to just not be with the other llamas. Why do you think that is?
Well, I'm not sure why she does that, but she's been doing that for the last three summers. And she comes into the barn at feeding time, but she goes off by herself during the day. And, you know, periodically I'll go out and think, wow, I need to go check and make sure she's okay. And sure enough, she'll jump up and she's just fine. But sometimes when they're older, they do tend to go off by themselves and be a little more solitary.
Well, it's funny because I thought she might want to play the other llama games, but I guess she left that to the other llamas to play by themselves.
Yeah, maybe that was the reason she went off by herself. She might have been annoyed with the younger ones jumping around, so I'm not sure why that is.
Talking about llama games, if we were out to your place and watching the llamas, what are some of the interesting interactions that we would see?
Well, the best time to watch them is in the evening, just before sundown. They become quite animated, and they prong, and pronging is jumping. They bounce from, you know, bounce, bounce, bounce across the field really quickly, and that is hilarious if you're able to catch that, because it doesn't happen every day. And it's almost like when the weather is perfect and they're all feeling really spunky, they start pronging around the pasture. So that's a fun thing to watch. They will just run, you know, a normal type run, typically, if you would see them in the pasture. Sometimes if guests arrive and it's around feeding time and they think, oh, there's food involved, the whole entire herd will come running toward you.
Cheryl, if any of our listeners are interested in seeing your magnificent facility and these beautiful animals, how do they find you? Can you give your web address so they could look up how to find you?
Yeah, sure. Our web address is toplifsterra.com. It's spelled T-O-P-L-I-F-F, as in Frank Frank, S as in Sam, T-A-R-A.com.
Well, we want to thank you for your hospitality from when I came out to see you and just coming on the show, because you really have created a magnificent facility. And I urge all of our listeners, go out and check out Topliffs Terra, because the animals are great. The facility is beautiful. And Cheryl, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you both.
Rick, in our next segment, we've got a wonderful discussion with a veterinarian who actually specializes in large animals and works with not only llamas like we just talked about, but also the alpacas that we're going to be talking about coming up. I mean, it's fascinating to think about how big the examination table has to be when it comes to dealing.
There you go with that table again, Lee.
Well, you know, my mind goes into strange places, but it's going to be an interesting discussion that we're going to have coming up right after the break, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, here on 1320 WILS.
Time keeps on slipping into the future. Oh,